Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Betches Media presents Betches Moms, with hosts Aileen Drexler and Brittany Levine. Get ready to lock yourself in the bathroom or wherever else you hide from your kids, because you'll literally never be alone again.
Hello and welcome to the Betches Moms podcast. I'm Aileen.
And I'm Brittany.
And we're solo again this week. We're just in the mood to talk to each other, I think, just like week after week. But we have Dr. Becky coming next, right? Next episode.
So yeah, that'll next be really episode. Fun. She's coming back. I don't know if you've listened to our first episode with her, but we were like very pregnant.
Yeah. I remember nothing.
We were so pregnant.
I remember like talking to her and being like, yeah, like yesing or being interested or intrigued by what she was sharing. But I had no idea what she was talking about. Like parenting. I have, you know, it was so right. Far. I was just like focused on like buying a bassinet.
right. So like a lot of things have changed for us. So that'll be a lot of fun to talk to her again.
Yeah.
So yeah, what's going on with you? I mean, I know we really like updated last week on some of Miela's milestones. She's cruising.
Well, she's sort of cruising, not like full blown. She's popping up and down, like getting a little bit more careful about it. It's very cute. The gates are up. Right. It's wonderful.
Gates are up.
It's amazing. I feel better about it. She's yeah. Still doing the exact same thing with the sleeping. And that's, I'm worried that I'm like, I guess this is a mom guilt thing, so I'll just plug it now. But I'm like, putting her to bed, basically, like making her fall asleep. Yeah. I tried, you know. You talk about the crying thing. Everyone's like, oh, just let them cry. I'm like, I don't have it in me. And I'm like, so I'll let her cry for like 5 minutes. And I try to put her to bed. Like I'm there. I literally counted, like I said, you know, I was counting minutes.
Yeah.
I counted like, was rubbing her back this time for what's 60 times four? I was
that 4 minutes.
I know that's how many strokes I did on her back. Like, and then I was like, oh, she's gonna fall asleep. And then she just gets up, and I was like, well, fuck this. So I was like, all right, like I was like, okay, good night, I love you, bye. And then she starts wailing, and then I'm just like, oh my god, how much of this can I take? Because Rusty was at some work dinner, and so then I had to go back in. I did it again, crying, went back in. And then I had to like rocked her to sleep, which now I'm worried that this is a thing. Yeah.
It's not. It's just a regression. And like Jack was going through the same regression.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden he now like, and even when he did go to sleep, like he was waking up like 5 a.m. Now I put him down. He like cries for like literally a second.
Yeah.
And I like wait by his door for more. And this has been now for like a week. He does this. He cries for like a second.
Yeah.
And he now has been waking up at 7 a.m.
But he goes to sleep fine.
Yeah. But like he wasn't for like a good 3 weeks. I was doing what you just said that you were doing with Miela. I was doing that with him. I was in and out of his room. He was waking up in the middle of the night. It was such a bad regression. And then he just stopped.
And you were like rocking him.
Oh, I was rocking him. I was picking him up. I was doing all the things like you're not supposed to do.
Yeah, and all the things I'm not supposed to do.
Yeah. And like I have like my threshold is like 5 minutes of crying.
No, same. I can't handle it.
Yeah. So like I just can't. So I was on the same page as you, and it sucks. Ugh. Because you feel like we did this already.
Yeah.
Time to not. I
went through this already. I went through it, but no, I know. So many, did you get advice from like people, like controversial, but like saying, just let them cry, just like close the door and let them cry?
All the time.
And I'm just like, not that I judge them and by any means, but I just don't have, and I trust you that that works, but I like really don't have it in my body to do it for longer.
I don't either.
Than 10 minutes. It just seems like hours.
The only time I did that was when we were having like a lot of issues with Oliver when he was 18 months. So he was like not a baby.
Yeah.
He was a toddler, and it was very much a thing where he needed to not know that we were coming in to like take him out of his crib. Like he needed to know. It was, I think it was like height COVID. We just moved into our house. There was like a lot of changes. We were working with a sleep consultant.
Yeah.
And there was just like one, I don't, can't remember if it was like a nap or to bed, whatever. I know it was like, you gotta go, go food shopping, do whatever you gotta do.
Yeah.
He's going to cry. Because this is like out of control. He was like, it was too much.
Yeah.
And it was like one night of that. And I think he cried for 20 minutes. And I couldn't be there for that.
Yeah. Oh my God. That's what Rusty said. Like, oh, just like walk out the door. I'm like, I cannot do that.
But she's like a little baby.
I know. She's a little baby. She's like a little baby. She doesn't know. Yeah. I just want her to know that I'm always coming back.
I know.
It was – anyway, but that's – we're still dealing with it. We're still very much in the thick of it. And
it's tough.
Yeah. But what's up with you?
My sister had a baby yesterday.
Oh, my God. Congrats, sister.
Thank you. This is my – one, two, three – my fifth nephew.
Wow.
Actually, well, on this side, it's my fifth nephew. I have two other nephews on the other side and a niece on the other side. But this is – this is out of my sisters. I have five nephews.
You can call me Aunt Brittany.
You can call me Hello, Aunt Brittany.
That's exciting.
Yeah. So she went in for a scheduled C-section because she had a C-section with her first, which was not scheduled. And so she opted for this. She didn't want to do a VBAC, which means vaginal birth after cesarean. That's what a VBAC is.
Yeah.
And which some people do. I actually don't even think all doctors will do it.
Really?
It's like a thing. Yeah.
Okay.
I
don't know this in my life yet.
So she went in and she's great. The baby's healthy. It's just crazy. Like the whole like scheduled C-section thing. Like she went in at 11. She waited for like 2 hours in the waiting room. And so like by the time that she went in to the back room and did like pre-op.
Yeah.
Like she got to the back room at like 2. The baby was born at 4.
So it was just like a completely different experience than doing it vaginally if you have just like a planned no drama C-section.
It's a doctor's appointment. She went for a doctor's appointment to have a baby.
Oh my God. It's like just going to like what urgent care. Oh, hey, just dropping in.
Hey,
pop, here's a baby.
Having a baby. Yeah.
So baby's healthy. What's his, you said a boy, nephew. What's his name?
Yes. He's a boy. His name is Blake Reed.
Oh, very cute.
Very cute. And his brother's name is Landon. I feel like Landon and Blake go very well together.
Yeah, they're like guys who go to camp.
Oh, they're like total camp bros.
They're camp bros.
But he's so cute. And like, I can't wait to hold him and meet him. And I'm just like happy that my sister's doing okay. My brother-in-law told me that she was able to get up and move around a little bit today, which is nice to hear.
Oh, good.
And I would imagine that's like really difficult after having surgery.
Right, right.
So, and out of the, with the three of us, we all have boys. So this was the seventh boy.
Oh my God. No one's having a girl. What's going to happen when one person has a girl?
I mean, who knows? We might all be done. I don't know. There
no,
might
you're
not be any girl.
I know. You and your sister are both having another one. You don't need to fuck around and lie. We know.
Maybe we'll have an oopsie. I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it's all very exciting times in the family. Can't wait to meet him. And Oliver was very excited to know that he was a big cousin again.
Yeah, you guys have like a crazy crew. Like that's
crazy people. And they're wild. Oh my God. Boys are wild. Holy moly.
Like when they're together, is it like insane? Because it's boys.
It's starting to, yeah. Like I feel like it keeps getting like more and more insane because as the boys hit like 3, I feel like 3 is when they like get into like the wrestle, or at least these kids get into like the wrestling and being just like a little bit more rough.
Yeah.
And I'm like, is this normal? I'm like, hands off. I'm like, I don't know. Are boys supposed to do this?
It's really funny. Do any of them have the same birthday?
Yeah, actually. So it's My sister's middle child's birthday was yesterday. So same birthday as the baby.
Wow.
July 18th.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then Oliver's birthday is July 21st. So it's like all the same week.
Oh, soon. Wait, that's like in 2 days.
Yeah, it's Thursday.
Oh, and today is also my cousin's kid's birthday. Really? My cousin, I have one cousin. I think I've told you that. Like, you have a family of 700. I have a family of like 3. And my cousin and I have the same exact birthday, except he's a year older than me. Isn't that wild? Like, first cousin.
That's wild.
Yeah. And then our kids are now 1 month apart. Also weird. Aww.
Do they live nearby? Do the cousins get to see each other?
No, we're not that nearby, but tri-state. But I think they're going to come to Mila's like little family birthday party.
So nice.
Yeah. I feel like, you know, every day is so wild staring at this child, not believing that she's like doing new things. Like I was sitting there staring at her the other day. I was like, I don't think that my brain can compute this. Like, I don't think I'm able to understand that you are a human and you are growing physically.
I know.
I'm still struggling. I've talked maybe so many episodes in a row comparing them to dogs, but they're not dogs because dogs don't change. But like, she's learning things as sort of automatically, right? Like, she's just learning and absorbing and doing without, like, you know, a dog you have to train. I really should get off this dog comparison train, but like, a dog you have to train to learn new things. Like, otherwise they don't, right?
Except I think I said on the last episode how like Jack's new favorite thing is standing in the bathtub. Did I tell you that?
I don't think so.
And I'm like, no, sit.
Sit. Drop it.
Sit. Okay, good boy.
good boy. No, I mean, I just can't really compute it. I don't think that we're meant to.
I know. It's wild. So Oliver's turning 4 on Thursday. And I swear to God, every day when I'm like talking to him, I'm like, I always try to picture. I like look at him and like, I'm like, you're so old. But then I'm like, when you're 5, 6 older, like looking at pictures of you now, I'm gonna be like, you were so little. Yeah. So I really try to appreciate how little he is.
Littleness.
Because then I like look at him and I try to like picture how – like what was going on when he was 2.
Yeah.
Like, I do this all the time. I don't know if like other people do that where I'm just like, I'll be hugging him and I'm like, can I actually take in and appreciate that I'm hugging, cuddling you at 4 years old so that when you're like 6 years old, I could like remember this. Like,
right.
If that makes any sense.
No, I do the exact same thing. And it's just, you're constantly like time traveling back or forth. Like, you're like, okay, I want to know what I'm trying to imagine what you're going to look like. Cause like, you have nephews that are older. So like when they're their age, or like when you're like a teenager, like, what are you going to be like? I feel like I can picture Oliver as like a kid in high school for sure. It's easy to picture.
I feel like he's like a little mature for his, like not like just like, I don't know if it's look, I don't know what it is. He has this like, because he's like so like
he's bro-y.
I don't know what it is. He's bro-y. He is very bro-y.
I can picture it.
We went to this like movie party one of his friends' moms threw, which was like very, very cute. We did it after camp one day, and she like set up a whole projector outside and had like baby pools filled with pillows for them to lay in. And so like fun. In the middle, and like all the moms came, and we were just drinking wine. And everyone was like, we're just at Oliver's frat party right now. That's what this is. Because he was being like such a frat bro.
Oh, yeah. What was he doing?
He was just like jumping around and like taking candy from the bowl and like shoving it in his face and like jumping in and out of
apple juice keg stands.
Yeah. Apple juice keg stands, like chugging water bottles, like belly first down the slide.
That's really funny. I can easily picture it. It's very easy. I'm struggling picturing Mila. But she is crazy too. I don't know. It's so weird. Anyway, I'm going to try to compute it. But I do the exact same thing, like trying to picture back and forth. And like sometimes I'll look at her and I'm like, I cannot believe you were this like tiny ball that didn't do anything. And now you're like pulling yourself up and like screaming for things. And I can't compute. It doesn't work.
I know.
My brain stops moving.
I love when you post those pictures of her with that big smile. It's like, it kills me every time. I feel like I message you every time you post it because it's so cute.
It really melts my insides. I can't handle it. It makes me like feel exact same things. I'm just like, it's so nice that I have this picture. But it's weird how baby smiles can do that to you.
I know.
It's so like, I don't know, biological, I think.
I know. I also think it's just like the innocence because it's like, it's such a pure happiness.
Yeah. She's just so happy that this kid at the gym class took her beach ball away from her. She's just so happy. Here, aww, you play with it. She tried to eat the beach ball, which is like 5 times the size of her head. Anyway.
Yep.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Should we do some, let's do a no mom guilt. We have a submission by a listener.
Let's do that. Hi, Aileen and Brittany. I have a no mom guilt that I want to share. I have a 3-year-old and a 10-month-old. I took 18 months of paid maternity leave and my husband is able to take 12 weeks at the same time as me. Also paid, yay Canada. Seriously, yay Canada. We have a trailer that we go to on weekends and my son and husband love it and live for it. I could take it or leave it, and especially now with my daughter, it's easier to just stay home with her. So sometimes we do not join on their trailer weekends. Sometimes I start to feel a little guilty that my son is out there without me, but then remember he's having fun fishing and playing with the other kids and probably doesn't even realize that I'm not there. It's also nice to have quality girl time with my daughter in the city and my son gets some one-on-one time with his dad. Sincerely, a not-so-trailer park bitch. I love that. <It's>
funny. Yeah, I would, you can't, like, there is a guilt of, like, wanting to be everywhere all at once.
Yeah.
But I was thinking that, like, he gets all this, like, bonding time with his dad.
That's what I was thinking, too. Like, I could relate. There are, like, certain times that, you know, my husband and I have to divide and conquer with both of our kids. Mm-hmm. And I feel guilty that I can't be with both of the kids. But I realize, like, how special is it for your child to have one-on-one time with each parent? Mm-hmm. And like, I think they really appreciate it. You know, especially he's 3 years old. Oliver's, even I would say starting like a year ago, he would verbalize he loves spending, you know, special time with mommy or special time with daddy. And he verbalizes it a lot now. Like he, you know, we have a special Target trip together later, and before he left for camp, he was like, "Mommy, I like can't wait to do that with you later."
Oh my god, you're gonna make me cry.
I know. Who knows if it's because it's Target or because it's
because of all like, the trip, the stuff you can
get. Right. But like, I really think that like it's special to like that's when you like really get to know mm-hmm. your child, and like he's going to grow up being like, I got to do this like really cool thing with my dad. Mm-hmm. We got to go like fishing, and I met all these people, and like, I'm sure there will be times that like you do go with your daughter and it'll also be a family thing. But I think that it's just part of like having guilt of like letting go of having to do everything with your kids also.
Yeah, that's so true. The way that I kind of help myself tackle those feelings is that like to remember that like you are going to have so many more memories with your kid. If you think about yourself, like you can't remember everything that ever happened in your life. You have core memories, like in Inside Out, you have core memories and like some positive, some negative. And as long as you can, you as a parent can make as many positive ones with your kid, like they're going to remember good times.
Right.
So like you can't be in all the core memories, but try to be in all the positive ones.
Yeah.
You know,
that's really deep and good.
Yeah, you just can't. You can't remember. I love how you said that. You can't remember everything.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, you get to spend time with your daughter, who's 10 months. That's, and they change so fast in that first year. So, like.
Oh, so fast. And especially, like, another thing, like, when you do have two kids, like, your son might feel like, oh, I never get this one-on-one time anymore. So, that, like, this is so special. And then also, like, even though your daughter's 10 months old, like, she should know what it feels like to get that one-on-one time as well, which, like, she's able to get from this.
Agreed. I can't even imagine what the dynamics, how that changes with a third or fourth.
I can't.
It's a family. Everyone, every man for themselves.
Literally, you're outnumbered. That's what everybody says. You're outnumbered. Good luck.
Yeah. GL.
So I also actually have a no mom guilt this week. We'll call it a no mom guilt, but I almost feel like it's more of like a mom win. We're like pulling from DST over here.
Okay.
So I know we just had Big Little Feelings on. And did a lot of like the whole modern parenting, you know, AKA gentle parenting, which we're not gonna say, but the modern parenting. And I like had a breakthrough with it.
Oh my God.
And it felt like really good. So we were at my sister's pool. And as we spoke earlier, I have a lot of nephews. And Oliver like idolizes his two older two older nephews. They're 7 and 5, so they're all close in age. And we were there, and they had my sister had a friend over, and they had 3 kids who were their friends. So they were like sort of leaving Oliver out, and because of that, Oliver was acting out, and I noticed it was because he wanted attention.
Yeah,
so he was acting out, and Noah tends to get like triggered very easily when like he's doing that, and like, you know, Oliver then won't listen, and Noah's more quick to like forget the modern parenting rules. So I was like, I got this. Like, let me do this.
Okay.
And I pulled him aside, and he was like crying, and I'm like, what's going on? I was like, are you unhappy about something? Like, why are you doing these things? Like, are you trying to tell us something? He was like, I thought we were going to a fun party, and this is a weird party.
It's a weird party. It's not a frat party.
It's not a frat party. He goes, and this is a weird party.
Oh.
I wanted to laugh because that was like the cutest way of putting it.
Yeah.
But it was also really sad. And I was like, why is it a weird party? He's like, it's just a weird party. And I was like, is it because maybe Ben and Zach are playing with their friends and they're not playing with you? And he was like, yeah, they're not playing with me. Aww. And I was like, are you trying to do things so maybe they notice you and they'll want to play with you? And he was like, yeah, I just want to play. And I was like, okay. I was like, I understand that. I was like, well, maybe if you ask them to play with you, they instead of, you know, hitting or throwing toys, maybe they'll say okay. Or like, why don't I bring you over there and we could like talk about it and like have a really good time. Let's make this a really fun party. He was like, okay. And from that moment on, he was playing nicely and he was like happier to be around them. And I also said something to them like, hey, could you include Oliver?
Yeah.
But like, I felt like such a breakthrough because I noticed that he was acting out, and there was a reason that he was acting out. Mm-hmm. There was no reason for him to be upset. We were eating ice cream and it was nice out, and we were in a pool and he was with his family, and it was because it was a weird party.
That's amazing. That's so amazing because you were like so in tune with what was going on with him. Like you... Like, I mean, I know they said like not empathy, but like you did empathize with him. You were like, what could he be feeling? Like, let me put myself in his shoes. And then you like made him like feel seen and then fixed the situation sort of. And then it was better. Like, that's so sweet though. It's a weird party. It's a
weird party. Like,
He couldn't verbalize why it was weird. He couldn't.
Yeah. So he was acting out. And like, I think especially like after like speaking with Kristen and Dina, like it really like made me like realize even more, like as frustrating as the modern gentle parenting tactics could be. Mm-hmm. And like we were saying, it's hard to really follow it 100% of the time. Like there are breakthroughs that like make you feel like, okay, I'm doing this for something. And it helped the rest of my day. I wasn't upset the rest of the day because he was continuing to like act out and like throw things and tantrum. Like we were all happier because of it.
And you had this like bonding moment with your child. Were you like so proud of yourself? Because I would be so proud of myself.
I was so proud of myself. I literally couldn't stop telling everybody. I was like, listen to this.
I was going to say like, did you told everyone as if this is the first time you told the story. What did Noah say? Like, was he like, wow, Brittany?
No, he's just like, okay, good. He's like, great, cool.
Oh, husbands. They're the best.
Gotta love them.
They're the best. Well, I'm proud of you. You did
Thank
great.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thanks. It's really hard.
All right. Well, let's do Am I a Momster? We have a good one today. All right. Let's do Am I a Momster? Okay. Hi, Aileen and Brittany. This literally just happened. I got annoyed with my husband because he got to do this his morning routine, sitting down to eat breakfast and drink a hot coffee, while I dealt with our fussy baby, 7-month-old, and woke up 2 hours too early. So I rushed him out of the house saying I had to go to the gym, dropped baby at daycare, and have been sitting in the YMCA parking lot for the past 45 minutes. I have no intention of working out now. I did intend to when leaving the house, but when I pulled into the parking lot, that intention got lost. It feels so good just to have some quiet time, but also feels mad because I wasn't very nice to my husband. Am I a momster?
Okay, so this actually feels like a mix of like momster, mom guilt.
Yeah, this is momster, mom guilt. Yeah, what do you, I think she feels, so let's break it down. She feels, she wants to know if she's a momster because she kind of like made her husband feel guilty, not letting her like go work out because he had his little morning routine. And then when she like says, oh, I have to work out. You get to do all your thing. I want to work out. I'm just sort of illustrating the situation. Right, right. I don't know if that actually happened. She gets to the gym and she does not want to work out. And then she feels guilty and then wonders, oh, shit, like, am I a momster for throwing this, you know, thing?
Right. I literally have done this before. Like I did this yesterday.
So this was because she said this is
me. I wrote this in, guys. It's me.
You wrote this to us. Love, not Brittany.
it's not Brittany. I think it's like one of those things where it's like, no matter which way you slice it, mm-hmm. like it's either your husband dealing with it and you get to sit down and have your cup of coffee and then he'll resent you or vice versa. And like the way I see it when this thing happens, like yesterday I woke up with my kids and then my husband came down, he had his coffee and I wanted to go get coffee before work started, but he wanted to go work out because then he had a call so I couldn't get my coffee. Yeah. And, you know, I was very pissed off.
Yeah.
So – but then I realized there are days where it's the opposite. And then there are days where I might be the one that wants to work out mm-hmm. or whatever. And I just think that instead – and like in that moment, you could get very in your head and very frustrated. Like, why am I the one doing this? And mm-hmm. hoping that you're in a relationship where you are able to sort of divide and conquer and your partner does give you that time to yourself. I think it's very different if you never get that time to yourself. But hoping that you do – you just have to realize that like everyone needs that like moment to just like do their own thing. And the next day it'll be your turn, hopefully. I think it's normal in that moment to get as angry as you did. And I don't think you should feel guilty for that, even though this is not a no mom guilt submission. It feels a little bit like that. And you're not a momster because it's only natural to feel a little bit of resentment in those situations.
Yeah. I think though, like the where it gets tricky is like start like to constantly scorekeep or like wonder if this is fair, not fair. This is fair, not fair. Mm-hmm. Like if it's really off balance, then like have a conversation. Mm-hmm. But like I also tend, you know, when you, and I always remind myself like it's because there's a lot going on. Like when we moved to a house and had a kid the same fucking month. And so like there's the responsibility of the house. And well, now things are obviously a little bit more like roles are a little bit more stable, but you know, in the beginning, it's all this new stuff, baby, kid, Right. And then you're just like, this isn't fair. I have to do this. And then he's like, well, I have to do this. And it becomes a thing. But yeah, it just, you like, it's, as long as it doesn't, you know, snowball, I think,
right,
is where you can get into tricky territory where you need, yeah, to stop and kind of assess your relationship in that, like, what have you guys, you need to change the communication.
Definitely. And that's like one thing that my therapist tells me, like to score keep, like you were saying, to say, mm-hmm, to do tit for tat, I did this, you do that, et cetera. Yeah, yeah. Like that isn't the way to go about it.
Right.
And like it's common, is though, saying like, it is common. Mm-hmm. And that's why if like you don't have the conversation, like maybe it's more about like, okay, on like Monday, Wednesday, Friday, it's my day. On Tuesday, mm-hmm, Thursday, it's your day. And we split the weekends or whatever it is. Like come up with your own schedule. And I think especially like having your first baby, like your life is literally turned upside down. Mm-hmm. You don't, like you remember your past life. So it's just, you had your own time. You didn't have to worry about this. Yeah. So it really, you need to remember that like nobody's reading each other's minds. It's, mm-hmm, really important to sit down and have a dialogue.
Yeah, I agree. And also when she's saying that she sat at the gym 45 minutes, I would have sat there for like 15 minutes and just been like, okay, this is not happening. What can I do with this next 30 minutes to really enjoy, yeah, myself? Unless you're like sitting in your car on TikTok and like having a blast, that's a different story. Like go get some breakfast, go sit at a use that time and like really enjoy yourself.
Right.
But if really just silence is what you need, the car is a great place to get that, you know?
Oh, definitely.
But don't like next time, if this ever happens, don't spend your time feeling guilty that you're not working out. Cause like you don't have to work out in that moment. If that's not what you want to do, clearly you don't want to. 45 minutes is a long time.
Even though I will say, devil's advocate, working out would have made you feel a lot better.
Well, yeah, but she didn't. But she sat there for 45 minutes.
Yeah, no, you were pissed. You were pissed.
Yeah, you were pissed. You didn't want to go to the gym. You just wanted to get out and go somewhere else. And yeah, I hear you. What does your therapist say, like, as advice for when you get into like the motions of the tit for tat or the score keep? What do they say?
To talk about it, to not have that, and to depending on what it is, mm-hmm, support one another and what they're doing and see it from their point of view. Like they, yeah, need this for their mental health. They need this because this was a dream of theirs. They need this because,
yeah,
whatever it is, it's every situation is different, but, mm-hmm, to see it from their angle and to just be supportive,
yeah,
because you're partners.
Right. It just sucks because sometimes you're just like, well, I want them to fucking support me too here.
Right.
You know,
but that's where the conversation comes, yeah, in. Totally. And if you're feeling that way, then you need to verbalize it because they probably don't know you feel that way.
Mm-hmm. Rusty and I verbalize all the stuff. I just like hang on to the feeling that this is like the first year. It's going to be the craziest year. Like I'm just looking forward to the fact when I can put the bottle sterilizer away. The whole bottle washing thing gets to go away. You know, like that's a massive chore, quote unquote, that doesn't need to happen anymore. One day,
yep,
they'll start going to school, or if they go to daycare or whatever, that's a whole nother thing. Like, and then you can like kind of join responsibilities, or they wake up later. It's like there's things change. Nothing is permanent. And so that's what I kind of remind myself. And like things will change. Nothing is like so set in stone the way that it is.
Right. Exactly.
So no, you're not a momster. And
no, you're not.
If you're in your car on TikTok, follow at Betches.
And that is it for this episode of the Betches Moms podcast. Don't forget to rate, review, and to follow us on Apple and Spotify, and to follow Betches Moms on Instagram. And if you have any questions or you just want to chat, DM us, Betches Moms. We'll be there waiting for you. Also, if you have any submissions for Am I a Momster, No Mom Guilt, anything, you just want to say what's up, email us at moms@betches.com.
Yeah.
And remember, there are no rules on this podcast. I'm not like a regular mom.
I'm a cool mom. Right, Regina?
Please stop talking.
The Betches Moms podcast is produced by Sean Kilby and Jorge Morales Pico. Editing by Stacey Wong. Social media by Brittany Levine. Guest booking by Nicole Pellegrino. Be sure to follow us at Betches Moms on Instagram and send us your emails to moms@betches.com. Betches.